Next week, we will enter the final quarter of the calendar year of 2018. And as we begin wrapping up the year, the annual State of the Northwest Arkansas Region report was released this week. The report is put together by the University of Arkansas Center for Business and Economic Research and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with Mervyn Jebaraj, the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research. She started by asking Mervyn about one of the most discussed topics in our region right now, housing. Where does the market in Northwest Arkansas stand as we approach 2019?
Well, the interesting thing about this report is we compare ourselves to very aspirational peer regions like Austin and Madison, Wisconsin, and Raleigh-Durham and places like that, where housing is more of a problem than it is here in Northwest Arkansas. So if you're just looking at, say, numbers in the report, it might seem that Northwest Arkansas doesn't really have a housing affordability problem. But if you were to compare Northwest Arkansas with itself and our immediate neighbors, where most of the people are coming to Northwest Arkansas from, then you'd see that home prices have climbed about 35% or so in Washington County over the last 5 years, and 28% in Benton County. Average home price is about $236,000-$238,000 between the two counties. So those are, the most expensive in Arkansas, where about 40% of people coming to Northwest Arkansas come from. And it's very competitive with Tulsa and Oklahoma City and Dallas and Houston, St. Louis and Kansas City, where, another 25% or so of people are coming from. And obviously it's way cheaper than Seattle and L.A. and San Francisco and New York, where about, 10% of the people coming to Northwest Arkansas are from. So in terms of affordability, it depends on who you're asking. If you're asking those 10% coming from the big coastal states, it's extremely affordable here in Northwest Arkansas. But if you're talking to people coming from the 25% of people coming from our surrounding states, then, it's about as expensive, if not a little more expensive here. And if you're talking to people just coming from, most of the people coming here, 40% are from other parts of Arkansas, then we have the most expensive housing market in the state. So,
and how does that compare with wages? Because that was also a discussion point in the report.
So, one way to look at affordability on a personal level is if you're spending more than 30% of your income, your household income, on housing. Fixed costs, whether that's a mortgage, insurance, taxes, so on and so forth, then that's considered, less affordable. Since we can't figure out what 30% is for everyone, we look at median multiples, which is take the median home price divided by the median household income for a region. And if that number is around 2.5, that it implies that, generally the housing, at least in the middle, is affordable. So it's not at 2.5 for either Benton or Washington County. It's above 3 for Benton County, and it's between 3.5 and 4 for Washington County. And the reason why it's a little bit lower in Benton County is because the incomes are higher in Benton County than they are in Washington County. So, but nonetheless, neither market is truly affordable by that metric.
So what is driving this problem with affordability?
I think if you look since about 2014, the population growth in Northwest Arkansas picked up again. Since then, we've added roughly about 1,000 people a year. 70% of them are people coming into this region, so it's not necessarily what their incomes are. It's just there are a lot of people coming in, and housing hasn't kept up with demand for housing. There haven't been nearly enough single-family homes or apartments built, which sounds surprising because there are apartments being built everywhere you look, but hasn't kept up with how many people are being added in the population here. So that's really what's pushing up the price.
So is the solution to build more housing? I imagine that sounds really simple not simple in practice.
Right. So the easy thing to say is, yes, build more housing, multifamily, single family, all of it. The problem is to do that, there's, only a limited amount of land available in the four big cities, five if you include Solemn Springs. Most of the desirable land, whether that's because it's close to amenities, restaurants, bars, trails, places where people work, or because there isn't sewer and water and utility lines running to all these places, there's only a limited amount of land available that has all of these nice amenities and infrastructure going to it. And so that pushes the price of land up really high, and the only way to deal with that is to, say, rezone the land in these commercial thoroughfares around our cities. We have a lot of retail space that might be older and not being used as well, and a lot of parking lots in all of our cities. You know, most of the major commercial thoroughfares are fronted by huge parking lots, which is a very old way of thinking about city design. So you have an opportunity to rezone all of that and, you know, allow mixed use and more housing and so on and so forth. But that's easy enough to say, but rezoning is very hard to accomplish at the city level.
What about the rental market? Is it sort of a similar situation? Mm-hmm. In that sphere as well?
I think we're looking at maybe a 23% increase in lease rates over the 5 years. So the just at multifamily properties, not single family properties up for rent, that averages about $680 per unit. 600 is the median. So that's gone up in spite of adding so many more apartments. It really hasn't pushed the price down or even stabilized it.
So I don't think that the rental and the housing market and the buying housing market came as a surprise necessarily. Was there anything in the report that did surprise you?
So we've been doing a lot of stuff in Northwest Arkansas related to trying to get business formation up. That's been a metric that we've struggled with when compared to those aspirational peer regions. We've usually been dead last. We've actually moved now in the most recent reading to somewhere in the middle of the pack, not as good as Austin and Provo and some of these places, but we're still better than some other ones that we're comparing ourselves to. So it looks like all of the efforts that the university and the various cities around here, and you talk about Grit Studios in Bentonville and Startup Junkie here in Fayetteville, and then the university's various units like the Research Technology Park and the Brewer Entrepreneurship Hub and McMillan Innovation Studio and Small Business Technology Development Center and all these working together to try to sort of prime the pump and start new businesses. So we're seeing an improvement there, and that's important because, you know, if we want to see continued population growth and continued economic expansion here in Northwest Arkansas, we can't just depend on the businesses that have always been here. We need brand new businesses. And so as a part of that effort to we're trying to increase the amount of research conducted at the university, and that should increase the commercialization of that research, which will spur new businesses. So those are, you know, the highlights of what's good in this report and where we need to improve that is research commercialization at the university.
Another interesting point in the report, surprising in some ways, is that some women in this region are not participating in the workforce at the same levels that they're participating in the workforce in other parts of the state. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What's going on there?
You know, that is surprising to us. So when you look at it, we would think that, you know, we're culturally similar to the rest of the state. And so the same number of women should be participating in the labor force, if not more, up here in Northwest Arkansas, where the economic opportunities are higher. But what we found is, in particular, women with children between 0 and 6 that are still at home participate in the labor force at lower rates than women who don't have those children at home. And they're participating at lower rates here in Northwest Arkansas than in the rest of the state. And so there are one or two ways to look at that, is that the incomes are high enough here that people are foregoing working because they have enough money that they could stay at home and look after children, or the incomes are high enough here that they don't qualify for subsidies for childcare like they would in other parts of the state, which then forces them to stay at home and look after children because childcare, especially quality childcare, is really expensive here in Northwest Arkansas. So since there isn't a huge cultural difference, I think, between the rest of the state and here, I would have to think that it has to do with the lack of quality, affordable childcare that's pushing that labor force participation down.
And as far as, you know, we talked about housing, transportation also factors into this. Obviously, lots of conversations happening about that, but the findings also weren't so good when you factor in housing plus transportation, which is this H plus T factor
that
a lot of people talk about.
So, you know, looking at just housing, we tend to be cheaper than those peer regions that we're comparing ourselves to. But once you factor transportation, I think we're actually the most expensive of all those peer regions. So we have, you know, people a lot more dispersed here in Northwest Arkansas. They may be living very far away from their job. And when two people in a household work, it forces most households to be two-car households without any transit infrastructure around here. So That's an important piece to work on, both in terms of the housing plan to make sure that the housing that we do build to address the affordability issue takes into account our unique geography, you know, four cities, not one, employers spread out all over the place, and try to push that housing into kind of the central corridor so that we're not continuing to depend on two-car households. The Ozark Regional Transit has a bus rapid transit plan that's in its draft form. That's one part of it. The bike share program that the university and city here in Fayetteville have done is another part of it. You know, it looks like it's very successful so far, but it's only a week old. So, you know, that will, you know, be another important alternative transportation.
So when we're talking about immediate priorities as we go forward, what are sort of the things that we really need to be paying attention to and working on?
Several things. So, you know, what I talked about earlier, when we talk about research commercialization, obviously we just need to fund more basic university research, both from a regional level, from the state and federal level as well, because, you know, we don't know which parts of university research will end up being the next big thing. So you just kind of have to fund the entire pipeline of university research, and then some of them will turn out to be great companies that hire a lot of people around here. So that's important to sustain that economic growth here in Northwest Arkansas and for the rest of the state, too. You know, work on labor force participation, not just for women with young children, and address that, you know, gap in affordability for child care, but also, you know, general labor force participation. It's lower here than any of our peer regions for men and women. So that's, you know, figuring how to get people into the workforce is important. And other than that, continuing the effort and, you know, mentoring and helping start businesses around Northwest Arkansas.
Well, thank you for stopping by and giving us an update.
Thank you.
That was Mervyn Jebaraj, director of the University of Arkansas Center for Business and Economic Research, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about the 2018 State of the Northwest Arkansas Region report released this week. This is Ozarks at Large.